Gaydio.
The beat of Gay UK.
Hello, Chris Herbert here. So over the next 20 minutes or so, you're going to hear some of the clips and some of the highlights from my trip to Tel Aviv and a bit further afield in Israel, because Tel Aviv is literally two cities in one break. You get to do Tel Aviv and you get to do Jerusalem. And in between the kind of two, you also get to do the Dead Sea. So I was at Tel Aviv for Tel Aviv Pride, and then we went to the Dead Sea, and we also checked out Jerusalem for a day as well. So you can hear all that over the next 20 minutes here at Gaydio. First of all, though, I started off of my little trip talking to Efrat Dalkorsky. She's in charge of LGBT relations in Israel.
Yeah, we have two people in the city council who are politically in charge of the LGBT issues in the Tel Aviv city.
And how is Tel Aviv with being an LGBT city? What's it like?
There's two aspects to this. It's simply we have a lot of LGBT people in the city, so it becomes LGBT city. And the other thing is that Tel Aviv municipality backs the LGBT community with quite a lot of funds and quite a lot of interest. And this is what makes it... Actually, if you think about the Israeli community, without the city's attitude toward the city municipality, it's not only the city municipality attitude towards LGBT issues, the LGBT issues in Israel would have been in much bad situation, because we don't have a backer. The only backer LGBTs in Israel have from something which is similar to a government is the city of Tel Aviv. So this is how the city of Tel Aviv become an LGBT city.
So it's obviously, it's Pride weekend, and as a theme for this Pride, tell us about it and the reason for choosing that.
Actually, the community or organization, we have a lot of organization in the community, and the organization simply choose the subject every year.
Yeah.
This year we had a very close contest between the bisexual and the elderly community, which we want to salute them for what they've done for us through the years. So probably I would, at least I would do all my best that the elderly community would be the issue next year.
So this year is bisexuality. Uh-huh. And what's the main reason behind that then?
It's the bisexual people wanted this issue to be. You know, you don't even know what are the issues that people come up with. So I didn't think about the bisexual last year when we chose the woman for a change. We called it woman for a change. And we had a reason for this, because I'll tell you the truth. Most of the holders of FADs or whatever in the city of Tel Aviv were homosexual guys. And we made a revolution. Really, we made a revolution. I made a revolution by coming into the city council, and now it's changed.
So last year the theme was women. Yeah. Did it make a difference?
Yeah, definitely. All the women feel that. For one thing, I've helped make sure that the woman would be in charge even this year. I mean, the person who works at the city. I don't work for the city. I'm a political level. So yeah, it's a big difference. Just Moti Raif mentioned that we have half of the DJs would be women and half of the DJ would be men. 3 years ago, we had two women and 12 or 13 men. So this is a big difference. And yeah, the women issue. People did not know that there were so many lesbians in Israel until last year.
So you're hoping, I suppose, that bisexuality is going to be a lot more on the scale after this weekend?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I'm sure that people were not aware of how many bisexual people are there until this year. So I really feel proud about it, because we really make a difference by choosing those issues, because people learn to know things they don't know usually. All those straight people, they don't know so much.
It's Gaydio at Tel Aviv Pride with a group of ladies. What's your names?
Nicole.
Yael.
Noah.
And what are you here for? Obviously, other than Pride, but you know, what are you here for?
To celebrate my bisexuality.
Fantastic. And obviously, the theme this year is bisexuality.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you think that that's going to make a massive difference for bisexuals within the LGBT community?
Yeah, there's a big, bisexual erasure, and I think it's very important that we celebrate it.
So you are going to be in the parade, is that right?
Of course.
What can we expect from the parade? Have you been in it before?
Not in this one, but I expect a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. A lot of people?
Tons. Way more than I'm used to.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day. Happy Pride.
You too.
Gaydio. The beat of Gay UK.
It's Chris Herbert in Israel at Tel Aviv Pride 2017. The theme for the Pride this year is bisexuality. Next year, we already know that the theme is going to be respecting elders in the community. We're about halfway through the parade. Earlier, you heard me talking about the parade. It's a bit different. Everyone is walking along the road. You're getting bombarded with water. And I look remarkably like a glitter ball right now. I stopped to take a picture, and the person in front of me threw a handful of glitter. That is going to be with me for weeks, I have a feeling. So literally, as you go down the main street, it's a bears to the right, walking along the seafront. I've just taken a sneak little road off. You can hear it behind me here. In front of me is the nicest beach ever. You kind of forget that Tel Aviv is a city on the seafront. In front of me, I have got green going into blue water. The sand looks amazing. I'm tempted to literally strip off and sunbathe, but I have a feeling that there is a big party that I need to get to. You know, it's such an amazing city. Already there's people, there's children watching the parade and stuff. But like, as you can hear behind me here, that's where the party is. And then this side, it's a beach. It's a chilled beach. There's people sunbathing. There's people just relaxing, having a couple of drinks. Oh, on the drink front as well, it is a pride. I can confirm I have had a beer by this point. I have had one, only one. Producer Jake is still a little bit rough from last night. He's sticking with the water. It's Gaydio at Tel Aviv Pride with me. I'm Chris Herbert. So the parade started. It's not a parade as what you'd expect to see, I suppose, if you used to see in the ones in England. What we've got here is everyone sort of that's descending on the park is now walking towards the beach, which ends up in a massive party. I'm seeing flags from all across. We've got a Swedish flag to the left. I'm just getting squirted by a water pistol. So when we're walking down, there's apartments on either side, and there's people squirting water pistols at them. It is 32 degrees. It's quite nice. I'm not gonna lie. So everyone's just walking down. There's all the different groups. There's a lot of guys with the tops off. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of families as well, and yet plenty of gay dogs. I've seen gay dogs. They are out in force. It's Gaydio at Tel Aviv Pride. Who am I with?
My name is Anat.
And what are you marching for today?
Okay, basically we're marching for equality for everyone. So it's not just about homosexuals and lesbians. It's the whole variety, the whole spectrum of either genders or sexual preferences or the ability to play with your own identity. So we're just for, you know, people being colorful as much as they please and not having anyone restrict them.
And are you from a certain group or are you just here and enjoying it all?
Well, I would say that it's a bit political, but it's also so much fun.
Gaydio. The beat of Gay UK.
So we're here in Tel Aviv, and the last person I expected to bump into was Perez Hilton. Hello.
Hello. Shalom.
Shalom. So what are you doing out here?
I am the International Pride Ambassador for Tel Aviv Pride, and it's my third time in Israel. The first time I brought my family with me, my son and my daughter. Last time I was here, I came to see Madonna in concert. So that was kind of like gay pride anyways. But this is my first time here for gay pride, and it's really been eye-opening. You know, I had heard that Tel Aviv Pride was the second largest pride in the world, and I had read all these things about how accepting it was, but you really feel it being here and, you know, asking everybody, where's the gay neighborhood? There is no gay neighborhood. The entire city is the gay neighborhood. And going around town all week long and seeing gay pride flags everywhere you go. It's been a beautiful thing this week.
And you're here with your children. How are you finding that out here?
Great. You know, my kids travel a lot. We've been, well, mainly just North America. So we've been to Canada, Mexico, and around the U.S. This was their first long trip. It took a little bit of adjusting the first day or two. Now they're on this time zone and just loving it. I mean, they love everything about it, from the food to being on the beach to being in the hotel room and getting to watch cartoons, which they don't get to do at home.
And what about the reception sort of that you found out here? How have you found that?
Everybody's so welcoming and warm, and the only thing missing is a hot Israeli dude to take back to my hotel room.
Is that the plan for tomorrow then?
Or any hot dude, for that matter. They don't need to be Israeli.
So what's your plan for tomorrow then, during the parade?
I'm not sure if I'm doing anything officially, but My plan is to be there with my family. I have a fabulous outfit planned.
Can we figure out what it is? You gonna give us a sneak?
Well, I'm wearing a simple shirt, but with the most beautiful, or some might think gaudy, pants that were handmade by Johnny Versace for a friend of mine who gifted me these pants. They were made for him in the 90s when they both lived together in South Beach, and I've only ever worn them once before, and I thought how appropriate it would be to wear those pants here.
So you've been out a few times. What would you say to anyone thinking about coming out here?
Do it. And June for Gay Pride is the perfect time to come because it's hot, but it's not as hot as July or August when it gets even hotter here. It is the desert.
Gaydio. The beat of Gay UK.
Gaydio in Israel. So we've made the trip from Tel Aviv and we've come over to the Dead Sea, about an hour and a half journey over. We've turned up here. It's 400 meters below sea level. You can probably hear the water underneath my foot. So just walking in for the first time, it's warm. It's like getting into a bath, actually. You can see the salt all around the outside. There's loads of like white bits, which is the salt. It actually dries. And I've seen people picking up handfuls of salt already. So if you do come to Israel, you have to make the journey over to this. It looks amazing. Looking out, I've got the mountains of Jordan directly opposite. That's what's opposite us here. We're literally on the border. I'm now in. It's up to my knees. And what I'm told to do is I have to turn around, face the beach, sit down, and then hopefully I should just float. So let's go for this then. Okay, so that's so weird. It's like you're on a lilo, but you're not. You're just floating. It's quite therapeutic, actually. In fact, I don't know if you've ever been. If you've been on a waterbed, it's like being on a waterbed and someone's jumping on the bottom of it because you're sort of going like up and down. Oh, I've got a bit in my mouth. It's really salty. Really, it's really salty. The beats of Gay UK, it's Gaydio, Chris Herbert in Israel. So I've got some advice for you if you do come to Israel and you do check out the Dead Sea. First of all, make sure that you don't get any in your mouth. It is very salty. Secondly, make sure you don't get it in your eyes. And you are advised not to shave like 24 hours before you go in. A couple of the guys in the group have decided to have a shave within 24 hours, and they're in a bit of pain since being in the Dead Sea. So yeah, some advice if you do come out here and you do check it out. And it's very warm. It's so weird that an hour and a half away from the city, you've got, you know, a bustling city with a beach, but then here it's, you know, you could be, well, you are literally in the middle of nowhere. It's so, so nice.
Gaydio.
The beat of Gay UK.
I'm in Jerusalem at the minute, so I've checked out Tel Aviv and Tel Aviv Pride. I've checked out the Dead Sea, and now I've had a bit of a walking tour of Jerusalem. What's amazing here is you have three religions all coming together. You have Judaism, you've got Muslim, and you've got Christianity all here. There's this... Everyone's got a slight different story, but it all sort of comes together here. We just had a little walk where... Jesus was later on a rock and got ready, I suppose you could say. But it's steeped in history. So when you're walking around, you've got the full religious people here sort of touching the rocks and doing prayers. And I don't know, I suppose it's moving to see the history and the people that take it and really, really believe in it and come here. And the people that do travel here, we saw a pilgrimage earlier, so you get people visiting for that. At the same time as that, there's lots of markets around here, and it is nice to come and just sort of check out. It's very different to Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is obviously very modern, very liberal. Here is very religious. You've got to have a certain dress code for when you come here, so you can't have your shoulders out and you've got to have your knees covered as well. So if you do come to Tel Aviv, I do recommend a trip over to Jerusalem. It is two cities in one break, obviously. It's what we've been talking about the whole time. So it is worth definitely coming in and checking out. I mean, even if you're not religious, personally, I'm not a religious person. So even if you're not religious, it's still great to come over here to see the history. And above all else, you know, the architecture is amazing. These buildings have been here for years. So when you come in and you see them, it's quite something. It's Gaydio in Israel, and we pulled to one side our tour guide, Gabby, who's been looking after us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for looking after us for the last couple of days. If someone was listening to this and wanted to come to Israel, right, why should they come here?
Oh, to Israel in general?
Yeah, so Tel Aviv, okay, and Jerusalem, I suppose.
All right. Israel is one of a kind. It's not like any other place in the world. It's we may not have, you know, gorgeous nature places, waterfalls on, or, but it's the, first of all, it's the place, the holy city. It's the land of the Bible. And everyone is connected to the Bible in one way or the other, you know. Everybody came across the Bible. You don't have to be religious, but, and that's where things happen, okay? So that's for one. The other reason to come to Israel is the geopolitical situation, because at any given moment there are more media crews in this country than any other place in the world, and you wonder why. It's because in the 69 years of independence, Israel has created a different reality here in the Middle East, and people want to know the secret. What is it about the Israelis? You know, it's very unique, and people come here to understand the spirit. There's a very interesting, very special spirit about Israel.
And there's like two sides to the places that we've been today. Also, there's Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Talk right to us a little bit about sort of the differences, and if someone was visiting, why they should definitely do both cities.
Okay, Tel Aviv is definitely the secular aspect of Israel, the contemporary, the vibrant. It's very live. It's very vital. It's the center for the gay community, you know, and all the Israelis who don't really feel that they're very religious, but they have a very strong Israeli pride in an identity and connection to this land. And Tel Aviv had become a center for a lot of people. You know, it's our Manhattan. It's like everything happens in Tel Aviv, culture, cuisine, parties, work, high tech. It's a developing place. On the other hand, you have Jerusalem, which is less than an hour drive. And then it's the holy city, totally different. And people dress modestly. Everything is much more old. And that's, you go 3,000 years old. What? Old history, where Tel Aviv is only a new city. It was built in 1909 on sand dunes, you know.
And how accepting is Israel in general of gay people?
Well, generally, Israel has made a long, long way. Because we have a very strong society that is putting an emphasis on being the only democracy in the Middle East, and being like the lighthouse in the Middle East for modern life and liberal life. And one of those aspects is to support the gay community.
And finally, I suppose, you know, we see on the news, we hear about Israel, and I suppose in a way we've got a bit of a negative seen on it that it's not safe. I felt perfectly safe the entire time I was here. If someone was to say to you, oh no, I couldn't go to Israel because it's not safe, what would you say?
Yes, well, I say come here, ignore the media, because the media is looking for scoops. The media is looking for, you know, to make a story, I'm not going to say they want to scare people, but when they cover a rocket falling every once in a while, people stab, they make it like you walk in the streets and it's a day thing. And the honest thing is that Israel is one of the safest places, and especially when what's going on in Europe right now, people are safe to walk here in the streets. So every once in a while we have a confrontation with our neighbors who don't like us so much. But when you come to homeland security, it's one of the safest places on earth.
So there you go. That's just a little highlight of some of my trip to Israel, to both Tel Aviv and also to Jerusalem. It's such a great city, Tel Aviv. You could literally be in any European city. It doesn't feel like you're in the Middle East whatsoever. And I must say that I felt safe the entire time that I was there. All the details about your trip to Tel Aviv online at citiesbreak.com. That's citiesbreak.com. It's really easy to get to from Manchester, and also also from London, direct flights with both EasyJet and also with Monarch as well. 5 hours on the plane, no bother at all. And then I suppose Jerusalem, the history, the culture of it. You know, if you're not religious, it's still worth going to sort of check it out and see the history. And there's a lot of people that are very religious that do go there. So definitely worth a visit. Like I said, all the details on both Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, all online at citiesbreak.com.
Gaydio.
The beat of Gay UK.